Hello everybody and welcome to the FPL Banter Pod. My name is George and we have just reached the end of the Europa League games. We obviously had the Champions League games Tuesday and Wednesday. We saw Arsenal batter PSV scoring 7 away from home. First team to do that in the Champions League in an away fixture, I believe. So who needs a striker for Arsenal, hey? Their defending was woeful, to be fair. But, you know, fair play to Arsenal. They got 7 and they can try and rest a couple for their second leg. And then we saw Liverpool have a smash and grab against PSG. Alisson was probably one of the greatest goalkeeping performances I've ever seen. A friend of mine, Aaron, he noted that De Gea had a similar performance like that one. And there are obviously some other goalkeeping performances like that. I think Szczesny has had one before in a European game. But yeah, sensational from Alisson. And a smash and grab for Liverpool. I think I listened to the Ohana pod earlier and Sam said Liverpool had an XG of 0.02, but they somehow came out 1-0 victorious. You know, that's just, whether you want to call it the luck of Liverpool this season or the, you know, the grit of Liverpool to find wins in these kind of games. It wasn't by their best performance by any means. Salah didn't even have a shot at goal the whole game. But, you know, they came out 1-0 leaders. So credit to Liverpool. And that's kind of why they're 13 points clear. And in Europa, Man United drew with Real Sociedad, which is a little bit of a surprising result for me. I thought Sociedad would have won tonight. But I haven't watched the Europa games as I was at work this evening. But yeah, they drew 1-1. And then Spurs, again, that was a bit of a surprise for me. It shouldn't be because, you know, Spurs are Spurs in these kind of games. But I thought Spurs would have rolled them over, to be honest. But, you know, weren't to be. They're 1-0 down by an own goal. But, you know, the second leg is at Spurs at home for Spurs, so I still think Spurs will turn it around and go through to the next round. So we're done with the FA Cup, we've done with the Champions League, and we move on to game week 28. I'm feeling very smug right now, very smug, because on my last pod we spoke about, you know, the Millwall goalkeeper turning into Jackie Chan, taking out Mateta, giving him 25 stitches on his ear. We've seen Cunha think he's in playing Street Fighter with Kerkez. We've seen Gordon have a bit of a meltdown as well by getting a silly red card. We've seen Isaac limp off in the FA Cup. We've seen Lewis Hall out for the season. I think that's the main ones, I think. I can't think of any more. But, yeah, flags galore all around for certain teams. And I'm feeling very smug right now, as currently on the FPL app, I do not have a yellow or a red flag at all. Everyone is fit. Everyone can play as it stands. I do have Isak. But, again, apparently Isak's fine. Well, some people say he's fine, he's training, and then other people are saying he's a doubt. So, in terms of my lineup and what I do, I have to listen to Eddie Howe, even though Eddie Howe's one of them where he says, oh, yeah, he's fine, he'll play, he's fit. Tomorrow comes, oh, yeah, he weren't fit. Eddie Howe being Eddie Howe, so we'll see how that conference goes. But that's the only kind of news press conference I'm listening out for tomorrow. So yeah, I have no flags. I know there's a lot of teams out there that will have at least 2 flags, at least. I've spoke to a few people last few days. I think they have at least 3 or 4. So everyone will have a different squad. I've somehow come out unscathed with all these games, which is mental, really. I've given myself a little bit of a benching headache, which I'll go into. So, in terms of this week, I'm 98% sure I'm rolling. It's a roll, I think. Now, the issue I have is Liverpool-Southampton. As I said, Liverpool smash and grab, played brilliantly. They didn't play brilliantly, but they obviously it was a defensively a brilliant performance, and they've got out with a 1-0 win. So they can look at potentially resting a few players for that second leg, because that second leg will be tough, even though it is at Anfield. Paris will come at them the same way they did against Liverpool in the first leg. And really, again, if it weren't for Alisson, PSG would have been 2 or 3-0 up even before Liverpool had a shot on target. But Liverpool playing Southampton. Now you're thinking, great, Liverpool playing Southampton, they're going to win 5 or 6-0. And they definitely can do. But I think there'll be some key players that will be benched or even rested, not even make the squad for the PSG game to be rested. And that's fair. Liverpool are 13 points clear. They've got to lose 4 games for Arsenal, and Arsenal got to win all of them for even Arsenal to have a sniff at the title. I think we've all decided that that game's won, that the league's won and dusted. So you can see Liverpool resting a few players. Now, I have Trent and I have Salah. As it stands, my captain is Salah, and my captain will be Salah. The way I see it, Salah wants to break records. He wants to break Premier League records this season. He's on the cusp of doing that. So I'm sure he'll say to Slot, I want to play. And Salah was not awful, but Salah weren't great against PSG. He couldn't get a look in. Now, that might be credit to Mendes, the man who really had Salah in his pocket all game. So Salah might want to... He'll be annoyed. He's that kind of player. He'll be annoyed that he didn't perform, and he'll want to come out and get a couple against Southampton. Now, whether Slot decides to play him or give him a rest because it's Southampton is another question. The way I see it, if Salah plays, he gets 60 minutes. It will give Salah an hour. Liverpool will probably be 2 or 3-0 up. Job done. Salah, off you go. There's that theory. The other theory is that Salah don't start. Now, if he don't start, then Slot believes there's enough there without Salah for Liverpool to win this game. And I think we can all agree on that. Because Southampton, with Leicester, are defensively the worst team in the league. So I think if Salah doesn't start, then he don't play. I don't think he'll even be on the bench. I think he'll be there, he'll be in the stands and whatever, but I don't think, if Salah don't start, he don't play, in my opinion. That's probably what we're all going to hope if we decide to play Salah as our captain. So, the advice I'd have for you with this, have Palmer as your vice-captain. If you still have both, have Palmer as your vice-captain, or go for it. Go for Palmer, because statistically, Leicester are worse than Southampton defensively. And Palmer will want to, you know, we spoke about it on the previous pod where Palmer really should have at least had a goal against Southampton. And if he did get that, then there'd be a bigger question to say, well, if Salah's potentially a risk of not actually starting, I'm going to go Palmer. And again, if you go Palmer, fair play. I'm not against it. But I just think if Salah does start, you'll want Salah for Southampton. Like I said, he'll want to prove a point. He weren't great against PSG, and he'll want to come back swinging, ready for PSG. So that's sort of my captain conundrum. My other issue is Trent. Now, again, I'm starting Trent. I could start Robinson over Trent. But I just think if Trent starts, there's a clean sheet there. The only reason I think Trent will start, though, is there is no Bradley. Bradley's injured. There's no other right back. Now, he could play Gomez. I think Gomez is fit. He could play Gomez as a right back. He could play Kwanzaa as a right back. But I think Kwanzaa will replace Robertson, because he definitely needs a rest after that PSG game. So again, I'm sticking with the Liverpool boys. I'm going to play them, Because again, I think if Trent don't play, he don't come on. If Salah don't play, he don't come on. I think there's, if you don't play Salah and Trent, Liverpool still win that game. I don't think we have any doubts about that. Liverpool at home to Southampton is, yeah, you just, it's such an easy fixture. So that is my main conundrum with Liverpool. My other conundrum is my strikers. So I'll read my lineup. At the moment, I'm playing a 3-5-2. So I've got Henderson playing Ipswich. I could play Kepa for Bournemouth, but against Spurs. Now, there is a theory to do that with Spurs. Not really. Obviously, they care about the league, but they're where they are in the league. They really, it's similar to Arsenal now. That those European games are their finals. They are their finals now. Arsenal will get top four. There's no doubt about that. So Arsenal will just tick away to get top four this season. But all they have left is the Champions League. Hence why Arsenal won 7-1. And they were really up for it, Arsenal. So that's their final. And I think this Europa League is their final. And I think, if I'm honest, those Europa League games is Ange's final. I think if Ange goes out of this round, especially, if they get to the final and, you know, they lose it by, I don't want to say bottle it, but just say Spurs lose the final, then you might go, okay, do you know what? Ange has got us to a semi-final of the Carabao Cup and he's got us to a final in the Europa League. Let's give him one more season. We've had a lot of injuries, da-da-da. But I think if Alkmaar can go to Spurs and hold on and go through, then I think Ange will go at the end of the season. But as I said, so I've got Kepa and I've got Henderson. Henderson's got Ipswich. Palace, they're on a roll at the moment. They're playing some great stuff. They're doing what they did last season, just looking like one of the best sides in the league, despite their position. So Henderson, I think I will be starting. I then have a back three of Wan-Bissaka. Now, Wan-Bissaka is playing Newcastle. Obviously, I brought Wan-Bissaka in last week to deal with for that Leicester game where a clean sheet was pretty much guaranteed, and it was guaranteed. And Newcastle, I think they're on a little bit of a decline. Obviously, they're having some key injuries now, key suspensions. Like I said in the beginning of the pod, Hall's out for the season. Gordon's got a red card. Isaac is a doubt, apparently. So there's a lot of key sort of injuries and suspensions that Newcastle have. And Newcastle, Newcastle are weird. They're literally a team of two halves. It's like, first half, they absolutely battered Nottingham Forest. And then second half, they almost went from 4-1 up to drawing the game in the space of 45 minutes. Now, obviously, I know they scored four goals in 45 minutes, but they nearly lost a lot in the next 45 minutes. So they're really a game of two halves. Same against Brighton in the FA Cup. I thought Newcastle were great first half, and I thought they were going to kind of romp past Brighton. And then Brighton came out second half, the better side. Newcastle couldn't string two or three passes together, and that might have led to Gordon's frustration and the red cards. So I think that's a funny old game. Now, West Ham have finally won two games on the bounce, I think, for the first time all season. I read that somewhere. So Wan-Bissaka's in. Whether he gets a clean sheet, I don't know. But he's got a couple of assists this season, so he's in for me. My other one is Ryan Aitnori, he's in. I'm playing him for. I just think he has a slightly better game fixture wise than Fulham. And I'm playing him on the basis that I've got Trent as my third. So if Trent don't start, then I think Robertson will come in anyway. But Wolves, you know, they need to get a win somewhere just to get away from that whole relegation, because they're still in that mix. But obviously, while Southampton, Ipswich, Leicester can't get any points on the board, Wolves are fine, but they'll just want to have a good performance and get over that line. And then at the moment, I have a midfield five of Mbeumo, who is playing Villa. And as I said earlier, this is kind of my ritual on a Thursday night. I'll listen to the Ohana from Lee and Sam from the FBL family, and then I'll do my pod. And Sam brought up a stat that basically, after two stats, they've not won once after they play a Champions League game, and they've only won one game in the last eight away games. So that bodes well for Brentford, my team. So Mbeumo's in. I then have Cole Palmer against a really poor Leicester side. As I said, he is my vice captain at the moment. I got Bowen again. I brought Bowen in for that Leicester game. And again, like I said, I think Newcastle are on a bit of a decline, and I can see Bowen getting a goal or assist in that game. I got Cliver against a Spurs side that's just got a bit of a kick in the nuts against AZ Alkmaar. Again, Spurs aren't great when they have a Europa game and then they play on the Sunday. I think, they played a Europa League game and then they lost to Ipswich. They played a Europa League game and they lost to Palace when they were terrible at the start of the season. Gave Ipswich and Palace their first wins when they've done that. So Spurs aren't great after a Europa game. And Salah being Salah, he's in. My captain at the moment. And so we'll see what happens there with the whole captaincy. Now, my front two at the moment are Wisser and Wood. Now, that's on the basis that Isaac isn't fit. If Isaac is fit, I may not play him. That might be a bit controversial. Because he's had a few knocks all of a sudden. He had a groin injury against Liverpool, but he didn't come on. He didn't play at all. And then he played against Brighton, but then he limped off. And as I said, people have said he's training again, and other people have said he's a big doubt. So yeah, it's a weird one. And I gave for Villa, I can see Wisser outscoring Isak. Now, there's an argument, well, why don't you take Chris Wood out? Because Chris Wood's playing Man City at 12:30 on a Saturday. I can't take Chris Wood out. He's one of them, isn't he? And I wish I had him. If I had him a lot earlier in the season, my rank would probably be just that little bit higher. Because I got Chris Wood quite late in, and he's just one of them. When you pick the week, you go, yeah, I'm not going to play him. It'll get two goals for you. And City's defence still ain't great. Let's be honest here. And Forest are more than capable of getting a few goals against City. Especially with it being the 12:30 game. We know what 12:30 games are like, where the favourites don't get over the line. And so Wood is in for me. And at the moment, Wisser is in. If Isaac is fit, I need to have a conversation with myself whether I believe Isaac outscores Wisser. The other option is obviously I take out Bowen or Cliver to then bring Wisser in, to bring Isaac in. But I really like that midfield five for this week. So that's sort of my only issue I have to deal with. Like I said, my Liverpool boys, I'm going to start my Liverpool boys and hope for the best that they start. And if they don't start, I just pray they don't come on for a one-pointer. And then, as I said, Wisser and Isak is the conversation I need to have. In terms of chip strategy, I have the wild card left. I have the bench boost and the free hit. I was wildcarding in 30, but after listening to the pod tonight, and you know, social media all around. The play seems to be game week 31, and the reason that is one of the rules in FPL is information is key. After game week 30, we'll know who goes into game week 33. We'll know who's qualified for the next round of the FA Cup, which is where then postponements happen. And so there's basically going to be the biggest double will probably be game week 33. So game week 31, you'll have enough info to then go, right, who do I want for the rest of the season in my wild card? So your plan for the double game weeks, you can kind of pre-see, you can basically see what game week 33 will look like, and you'll kind of have a rough idea of what 36 will look like as well. And the other reason I'm doing it is because I always wild card with a certain someone. I'm not going to say who or what, just in case this person don't want anyone to know when the wild card is happening. But I will wild card with this person. And like I said, information is key. We'll know who goes through in the FA Cup. So who will go into game week 33 with doubles. Who will have a blank in 34, I think it is. So that's my first chip I'll be using. I'll be using game week 31 will be my wild card. Game week 33 will be my bench boost. And then game week 36 or 38 will be my free hit. There will be some people who didn't or couldn't play their assistant manager chip because they might not have had enough funds for a manager, or they would have taken a hit, or they just didn't want to do it. Because some people will have this dilemma where they'll rather play a bench boost or a free hit in 33 than their AM chip. If I was you, I'd play it now. I mean, you've got two choices in the best way to play it. You either play it now, and then you'll get a double. If you play it in 30, you'll get a double, I think, for 31, 32, 33. Or you can always play it in 36, 37, 38, but then that means you'll have to bench boost and free hit before then. So, I think you either play it now or you play it in 36, 37, 38. It is a bit of a... when you still have all those chips, it's now become an annoying chip for people. So I think if you played it when I did, that was the safe bet and that was probably the right decision. If you still have it, you've got to fill it in because it's a 3 week period and you can't merge it with another chip within that 3 weeks. You're kind of locked out to do anything chip wise for 3 weeks if you play it. So that is something people need to consider when they're playing the AN chip. But yeah, so as I said, my plan is game week 31, wild card, game week 33, bench boost, and then free hit in either 36 or 38. So yeah, I'm very smug. I get to roll and have two free transfers for next week. And a bit of a teaser for next week's pod. There's a certain Norwegian number 9 who might be coming back into my squad for 29. But we will find out if I'm going to do that or not. If there's a way to do that or not without taking a hit to do it. But that is for game week 29. But good luck to everyone in game week 28. Green Arrows.